The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is a shocking study and concerning. U.S. life expectancy, which has increased for many years, is now declining. Yeah, life expectancy in America is now declining. A baby born in 2017 is expected to live to be 78.6 years old, which is down from 78.7. Now, it's not much of a decline, but it indicates a new trend. Quoting from the story, the last 3 years represent the longest consecutive decline in the American lifespan at birth since the period between 1915 and 1918, which included World War I and the Spanish flu epidemic, events that killed many millions worldwide. Can I read that for you again? The last 3 years represent the longest consecutive decline in the American lifespan at birth since the period between 1915 and 1918. Before the recent decline, life expectancy had been steadily rising in the U.S., which is to be expected, again I'm quoting, which is to be expected of an advanced nation, particularly one that spends more money per citizen on health care than any other country in the world. So I thought, okay, that's concerning. For the first time since 1918, life expectancy is declining rather than increasing. And according to this study from, this is from CNBC, by the way, and they are taking statistics from the CDC, the Federal Centers for Disease Control. They came up with three major reasons for the decline in life expectancy. You ready for this? The three major reasons for decline in life expectancy in the United States. Number one, top of the list, drug overdoses. In 2017, more than 70,000 deaths occurred because of drug overdoses. Opioids were involved in more than 47,000 of those. So that's number one, a rise in drug overdoses. But get this. Number two, the second leading cause for a decline in life expectancy in the United States, and I quote, an increase in liver disease. Liver disease, primarily cirrhosis of the liver, which primarily comes from alcohol consumption. That's the number two cause, an increase in liver disease, primarily from, now, it can be genetic, it can be other things, but primarily from alcohol consumption, cirrhosis of the liver. All right, you know where I'm, you probably know where I'm headed. I am deeply, deeply concerned about the increased use of alcohol in the Christian community. Now, I don't want to go back to the old days, and I don't want to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but when I was young, if you were an evangelical Christian, you were a teetotaler. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You didn't drink, period. You didn't. if you were an evangelical Christian, you did not drink. That's just the way it was. Okay, now, I admit completely, that's the way I was raised, that was my background, but that's not the major reason why I'm deeply concerned about the acceptance of alcohol in the Christian community. And this is the reason. Death, destruction, alcoholism. That simply was not a part of the Christian community. It just wasn't a part of the Christian community because people, you know, Bible-believing Christians didn't drink. That was it. Now, if you were a liberal, yeah, that was fine. But if you were a conservative Bible-believing Christian, no, 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 no. Now, I want to add what I always try to add here. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to guilt you. And I try very, very hard not to judge other people who do not agree with me on this issue. I try very hard not to think that someone is less spiritual because they socially drink. And I'm being dead serious on it. I try very hard not to. But I refuse to hide my personal convictions. And especially when I see that the number two reason for a drop in life expectancy in the United States for the first time since 1918, the last 3 years, it has declined. First time since 1918. The second reason is because of the increased use of alcohol. Folks, now if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But just listen. And if you agree, fine. If you don't agree, that's fine as well. And I mean that. Central Ohio is drowning in booze. We're drowning. Have you seen how many breweries we have here in Columbus? And there's a new one popping up all the time. Craft beer here, new brewery here, new brewery there. There is an AM station here in Columbus, which I will not mention, very well-known AM station in Columbus, and they used to have one of the best-known, well-known talk show hosts in the entire state of Columbus until not long ago. The replacement for that gentleman, and I'm not exaggerating, I'll be driving home at night, and I'll just flick over to see what they're talking about. It seems, and maybe I'm completely, totally wrong, but it seems almost every single time I turn that station on at 10 after 6, they're talking booze. They're broadcasting from this brewery. They've got a special guest on. What's the best beer? What's the best bourbon? Well, what's the best whiskey that you like? Almost every single time I turn, and I'm thinking, what is this? All booze all the time? What is this? I have never, ever seen a radio station that was dedicated themselves in the evening to booze. It has not just become accepted, but embraced. I've always expected that in the secular world, but I have not expected it in the Christian community. Well, Bob, you know, the Bible says that Jesus drank wine. Okay, well, I'm not going to argue with on that. But the Bible also warns us about the dangers of alcohol and drunkenness. We are warned repeatedly in the Old Testament and the New Testament of the dangers. And by the way, in Bible times, that was about the only thing that was safe to drink. They didn't have pasteurization. They didn't have safe drinking water. They didn't have refrigeration. They couldn't preserve drinks. And wine with a little bit of alcoholic content, that was about the only safe thing to drink. That is not the case today. So I'm gonna get off my hobby horse and step down from the pulpit because we're coming up to a break. But as I see this trend developing within the church and the evangelical community, I see nothing good. I see nothing whatsoever good, except we can be like everybody else now. Isn't that cool? Everybody else drinks, so we can drink. Isn't that great? We can be just like the world. I don't see anything good, and I see an enormous amount of harm coming out of this. All right, off my soapbox. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Folks, I'm not encouraging you to sell your TV or cut your cable or anything like that. But I just want you to know that the entertainment industry has an agenda. You need to know that. They have an agenda. The entertainment industry does not exist any longer. I think at one time they did. The entertainment industry does not exist to entertain. They exist to social engineer. They have an agenda, and it's a far left liberal agenda. And almost everything they do in the movies and in TV is aimed at putting forth that agenda and making you subscribe to that agenda. I believe that with all my heart. I am not big into conspiracies. I'm not a big conspiracy nut, but I do believe in this conspiracy. The American entertainment industry is conspiring to make you believe what they believe on issues of morality, family, marriage, sexuality, etc. Now, as long as you understand that, then you watch TV and go to the movies. But just be wise what you watch, so that you are not tricked into accepting their agenda. All right? Just be wise. Don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. Understand that the people who are producing what you are watching on TV have an agenda. You want me to prove it to you? Here is a brand new story from Yahoo.com, the entertainment division of Yahoo.com. Headline: study finds LGBTQ characters hit record high on network TV. I'm quoting: the percentage of regularly seen LGBTQ characters on primetime broadcast TV reached an all-time high of 10.2%, or 90 out of a total of 879 characters, according to a study released Thursday. That topped last year's record of 8.8%. And if you miss everything else, listen to this. Let me start that sentence again and listen carefully. That topped last year's record of 8.8% and achieved the 10% goal that GLAAD had set for the network in 2020. What is it? Now, GLAAD, that's one of the most radical homosexual LGBTQ activist organizations in the country. Quote, last year, GLAAD called on the television industry to increase the number of LGBTQ characters that would accurately reflect the world that we live in. And they responded by exceeding this challenge. You got the story? GLAAD, this radical group, comes to the entertainment industry, particularly television, and said, we demand that you make 10% of all of the characters on TV LGBTQ. And, quote, they responded by exceeding this challenge. It gets worse. Quote, GLAAD is upping the stakes for the future. It is now asking the industry to reach 20% representation of LGBTQ regularly seen characters on primetime scripted broadcast series by 2025. Now, they got 10%. Now they want 20% by 2025, in 5 years. They want 20% of every single character on TV to be LGBTQ. Now, listen to this. And again, I'm quoting from Yahoo. An estimated 4.5% of adults in the United States identify as LGBTQ. According to new analysis by the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law. So get this. 4.5% of people in America identify as LGBTQ. However, the number of LGBTQ characters on TV right now are 10%, which is more than twice the percentage in the population. And by 2025, this radical group is demanding that the television industry reach 20%, which would be 400 to 500% of the actual population. It's an agenda. It is intentional. It is not accidental. Like I said, folks, just be aware. Just be aware that you're being programmed. Just keep your eyes and your ears open. When I was a little kid, we learned, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Remember that? Good advice. Good advice. You are being programmed. Just be aware of that. The purpose is no longer to entertain. The purpose is to program. Just keep that in mind and ask yourself, what is the program here that this program that I'm watching is trying to get across to me? Think about it. Hey, have a great, great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.